remain standing.
Let us turn in our bulletins and pray together our unison prayer. Gracious God, whom we have glimpsed in Jesus Christ, extend your revelation to us today. Draw us deeper into covenant with you, sustaining us by your steadfast love and faithfulness. May we know your presence and your favor, both in worship and in our daily living. Come to us now, O Lord, our Savior. Amen. Hear these words from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Amen.
As we begin the Christian year, we also celebrate the holy season known as Advent. Advent means coming. It is a time when we prepare ourselves for the coming Messiah. We celebrate these days of Advent in expectation and preparation of Christ's arrival. Through the centuries, Christians have observed a time of waiting and expectation before celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We begin this time of waiting for our Savior's birth this morning as we gather here for worship. We come to anticipate a birth that happened in Bethlehem. It happened in what the Bible calls the fullness of time. And without knowing it, the world was getting ready for the greatest moment in its history. It happened to a people of all classes. The good news came into the hearts of lowly shepherd and through an angel proclaiming glory to God in the highest. It came to a people of all ages as more and more wise men were revealed to come to see the birth of the Lord. And as hearts were changed and lives impacted, all anyone could do is come to worship. This season and its customs have been developed throughout the centuries, and we come together this morning to reflect upon those histories and to decorate this church. And as we think about this building that we're decorating, the true decoration that needs to happen during the season of Advent is a decoration that comes from within. It's a preparing of our hearts, minds, soul, spirit, being able to worship the Lord with all that is within us. And so as we begin this time, as we go through this preparation, my prayer is that it will make innkeepers out of us all. And that as we live daily with the Holy Spirit dwelling in His life, in our lives, and within us, that we would be able to experience all through the season of Advent, Christ's presence within us, Christ's revelation to us. And as we go through it, we would be able to anticipate more and more the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At this time, I would ask you to stand one more time as we join together in saying the Advent Litany. Come once again with eager anticipation to prepare the way for this His Advent. Let us give thanks in the name of the Lord.
For He alone is our God, and we give thanks for all He has done.
In this season of Advent, let us pray for peace and prosperity throughout the world.
We look to God to bring redemption to the world's suffering and peace through Jesus Christ.
In faith, we know that this has always been God's plan.
We will be bearers.
glory, how shall we call him? He is Emmanuel, the promise of ages, the King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices in all of Galilee, in city or village. He goes among his people, curing their illness. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. He gave his life for us, the pledge of salvation. He took upon himself the sin of the nations. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. He conquered sin and death, he truly has risen, and he will share with us his heavenly vision. The King of glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices.
The tradition of the Advent wreath dates back to the ancient people of Scandinavia. During the long winter months, they placed candles on a horizontal wheel. As the wheel was spun, the light blended into a continuous circle of light. Today, we use this circle to remind us of the continuous power of God, which knows no end, and the promise of life with no end.
On this first Sunday of Advent, we light the prophecy candle. The prophecy candle reminds us of the Old Testament prophets who foretold Christ's birth, especially Isaiah, from which comes our scripture reading for today.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call him the name Emmanuel. All the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is our hope today and forever. May this Advent season be one filled with the hope that we have in Christ alone.
The tradition of the evergreen. Evergreens are traditionally used to emphasize the nativity. Green represents renewal, new life, freshness, and rebirth. Plants such as pine, fir, holly, and mistletoe are called evergreens because they do not die. Through the seasons of the year, they remain evergreen, even alive. Advent is the season of preparation for the coming of Christ, God's gift to us and eternal life. Like the never-dying evergreen, God's love will last forever.
Tradition of the bells. Bells have been used throughout the centuries to call people to worship or to bring them news. We hang bells in our sanctuary to remind us of the joy and good news of the birth of Jesus.
The tradition of wreaths. The wreaths are shaped like a circle to signify the never-ending reign of the Messiah. They also remind us of the crown of thorns he wore on the cross.
the tradition of the candles. The candles remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. We place them in windows, following the old custom that sprang from the belief that lighted windows would guide the Christ child through the darkness. They also welcome any stranger drawn to their gleam. No one will be turned away, since anyone might be the Christ.
Tradition of the poinsettia. Poinsettias are one of the most popular Christmas plants. This flower is at the peak of the growing season in midwinter, as though it was grown just for the Savior's birth. Its colors are the popular Christmas colors of red and green. The arrangement of the petals reminds us that a star blazed in the night sky, and its deep color reminds us of the blood of our Savior shed for the world on the cross of Calvary.
Our offertory statement this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 9, which says, "For you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Let us now give as the Holy Spirit leads us to do so. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we do rejoice in your goodness and your faithfulness. And Lord, it is so humbling to think about that you came and dwelt among us, that you've revealed the fullness of who you are through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that you sent your Son for us while we were yet living our lives focused on other things and, quite honestly, an act of rebellion of you. Lord, we're thankful for that. We give you these gifts as a sign of that thanksgiving, as a part of our worship, as a part of our rejoicing. And we pray that everything that we do today, every decoration we hang, every sharing of the meaning behind it, that it would all point to you and give you honor and glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The tradition of the Chrismons. Chrismon is a combination of the two words Christ and monogram. The symbol's colors are white for purity and perfection, and gold for majesty and triumph. These are described in Scripture and refer to some aspects of Jesus' life. The white lights on the tree point to the Christ as the light of the world.
The anchor cross symbolizes that this child is the hope of the world. This certain hope of being saved is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our soul. The six-pointed star denotes the six attributes of the Messiah, and as promised in Isaiah, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord.
The Epiphany Star. The Epiphany Star has 5 points and refers to the appearance and the revelation of Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. At about the same time, astrologers from eastern lands in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in far off eastern lands and have come to worship him." The Christmas Rose. The Christmas Rose represents the messianic promise of Isaiah. The wilderness and solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. The rose reminds us also that God's love blossoms in our heart.
The chalice. The chalice reminds us of the Last Supper and our remembrance of him as we take the elements. Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. The Latin cross. The Latin cross is the foremost symbol of Christianity. With this symbol, we humbly seek to honor him who laid down his power. In obedience, he took the cross to conquer sin and death.
The cross crosslet represents the spread of Christianity to the north, east, south, and west, even to the end of the earth. The butterfly. This symbol seeks to remind us of he who burst forth triumphantly from the tomb. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead raises us out of our defeats and failures. His victory is our victory. As a caterpillar spins a cocoon and lies encased in a seemingly dead shell, only to emerge in a changed form as a beautiful butterfly, we emerge into the light of God's word.
The bells. The bells are symbolic of the ringing of the bells and the invitation to worship. The shell. The shell ornament signifies baptism in the name of three persons.
The dove has long stood as a sign of peace and purity and newfound hope. The candle. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world."
The beehive. The beehive is symbolic of all God's people working together. The descending dove. The descending dove represents the Holy Spirit. After his baptism, as soon as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down in the form of a dove.
The Lamb, with this chrismon, we seek to honor him, for God heard our cry and answered our plea. God gave his Son to die for us. He saw Jesus coming toward him. He said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God, he who takes away the world's sin. O Lamb of God, grant us your peace." The crown represents sovereignty and shows that Christ is the ruler of the world. He is the King of Kings.
At At this point in our service, we're going to ask all persons in the sanctuary to come and hang a chrismon on our tree. You may come when your row is escorted by Mr. Tommy Gober.
Let us find our peace.
witness to the community. At this time, wreaths will be placed on the outside of the doors of the church, serving as a witness to the community, a witness that this is the season of Advent, a season of preparation and anticipation of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At this time, as a tradition here at our church, we form a circle of joy on the outside of the sanctuary. I would ask that you would stand up and exit from the side aisles, and as we form a circle and join hands, and I would like the acolytes, if you'll come forward, to carry out the light of Christ. Well, the church has been decorated. I just pray that we understand the meaning of it all. And I pray that the true preparation that is done is a preparation of the heart as we receive Christ and put him on and make him Lord and Savior each and every day. Now go from this place in peace. Go from this place with anticipation. Go from this place expecting Jesus to make himself known to you. In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.